Those throughout the produce industry were happy and relieved to finally see the U.S. Food and Drug Administration release two landmark rules mandated by the Food Safety Modernization Act last week that will, for the first time, implement produce safety standards and preventative controls nationwide. But along with the good news is renewed concerns over the agency's ability to actually enforce the sweeping measures, specifically the funding to do so. FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg has admitted that resources remain an ongoing concern and added that they hope to be able to work very closely with Congress as they shape the 2013 and 14 budgets. But concerns remain, as Food Safety News pointed out, that in the current budget landscape, the agency has little to no chance of getting funding increases at levels deemed necessary by the Congressional Budget Office, as according to CBO, the Food Safety Modernization Act would likely cost around $1.4 billion over 5 years to implement. In the last budget, FDA received only a $50 million increase. Michael Taylor, Deputy Commissioner for Food and Veterinary Medicine, said that due to the budget constraints, FDA would be relying upon state regulators to help enforce the new rules once they're finalized. But of course, state governments have been facing their own budget cuts. So with only modest funding increases from Congress, one likely option for funding of the rules is charging the food industry fees, much like it charges drug manufacturers to pay for drug regulation, an option the entire food industry, from farm to factory, is united in opposition of. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.